All right, K1AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Time now for Community Connection this morning. Ben Nicholas with you. And we're joined by this Community Connection, which is brought to you by First Baptist Church, real quick. Alan Jenches, Ward 4, welcome in. It is the first time I think I've done an interview with you on the air. I'm excited to be here. Hopefully bring a little bit of a new perspective to these kind of city talks that we have on Community Connection. You've been the councilman for Ward 4 for a little while now. How's it been so far? Have you gotten things done? Are you moving right along?
Well, I thank you for having me, Ben. It's
absolutely
good meeting you and seeing you this morning. I've enjoyed very much being the councilman for Ward 4. Mm-hmm. We have accomplished some of our goals. One of the things that we talked about that we would do is the improvement to downtown and try to get the 2nd and Dewey project off the ground, which we have. We'll be working on some other projects with the upcoming bond and those kind of things to make things better here for Bartlesville.
You mentioned there's a list of things. I think that when people don't just run for office because they have something to do. You have a list of things, and so you have a list of things that you want to get done, you want to get accomplished. You've gotten through some of it. Is it still kind of a long list to go, we're making headway.
Well, it seems like with most lists that you take one thing off and three more get on, so
sure.
It's an ever-growing list. When I was running, of course, my top priority was to make sure that basic services for the city continued.
Mm-hmm.
The city has always done a good job at that. We have a good water supply, good street repairs that we work on constantly. In fact, we were talking about that last night, the different street repairs that are going on in town. Of course, police and fire. We're fully manned now in our police department, and fire department's doing a good job. So those are the basics. We also have made some decisions concerning stormwater management and doing an improvement downtown. We decided to put that at the top of the list, and that was agreed to, so that'll be going. And then the other things we were talking about were more of community improvement. Like I said, the 2nd and Dewey and improving the look of downtown, maintaining that. And that had been a long-term problem. Actually decades problem, and I think that we've reached at least a solution for now for that. And then some more visionary ideas, such as possibly pushing for the Tower Green, which would be a green space between Price Tower and the community center, which would be a new type of venue for folks to come to and enjoy their day. Similar to what I don't know if you've been to this, but to the Guthrie Green in Tulsa.
Yeah.
Where they took a kind of a blighted area. Of course, this area is not blighted, but a blighted area, and now made it into kind of a preeminent destination spot.
And one thing that I'll say is, as somebody who is relatively young, and that's always like my key phrase on Community Connection, somebody who's relatively young, it's kind of cool to see that you are kind of working on the downtown area. You're kind of trying to, not necessarily trying to bring in young people, but trying to bring in new people to the city of Bartlesville. And I think that, and as I've grown up here a little bit, my grandmother was from here, so I've grown up visiting. Something that it's cool to see that people were trying to bring in new people, as it seemed a little bit, and maybe that's just how I've seen, a little stagnant for a little while.
Well, my involvement with my church has taught me that, as older folks, I'm not a young guy like you are. As older folks are important, we provide a certain kind of stability and probably financial stability, those kind of things, wisdom. But at the same time, you need to make sure that we're bringing in the young people and they're retaining the young people. And the kind of things that they're looking for, we want to make sure that they feel comfortable being here, that it's a vibrant place, that we're moving forward. We're not always looking backwards, but we're looking to the future. And there's been a lot of improvements in that area. We have good soccer fields. We're working on our baseball fields. Like I said, the green space, the new pavilion. I don't know if you've been there on Saturday morning, but the farmer's market, I go over there almost every Saturday. It's full. There's a little music. There'll be some additional improvements to Johnstone Park. There's been some new businesses come in town that are more trending toward the young people, such as Fat Tire. The bicycle shop, very interesting young men that are running that company that are out of Arkansas. They have some ideas that they would like to see around Hudson Lake, possibly a mountain bike trail that would bring in folks from Tulsa and from the region. There would be events that could possibly be brought into town for a really small amount of investment there, so I would like to see that happen. There's the lighting program for downtown. I don't know if you've seen that at right there at Frank Phillips and Dewey, the little pilot project, the LEDs, and I think we found some ways to help them go forward with that. So hopefully by Christmas there'll be some lighting up there. I mean, exciting things that I think make the quality of life important. And I think that you also see that your generation likes that urban feel. And my ward, of course, covers downtown and mostly the urban area. So I think it's a good fit for me because I'm also for that. I'm a property owner. I'm several buildings and those kind of things. And I think it's an exciting time to be in Bartlesville.
Yeah, Bartlesville's kind of a cool little weird little place where you're traveling from the south coming north, you're traveling from Tulsa. It's nothing. There's nothing. And then off in the distance you see this kind of these towers out there, and it's cool because this is a suburban area. It's also a rural area, but it's also a downtown area, and it's kind of got every kind of. Not a living arrangement necessarily, but from a city to a suburb to agricultural land and farming, all encompassed in Bartlesville. So there's a lot for everybody, and there's a lot to do. And I will say that you guys have done a really good job, in my opinion, of trying to innovate necessarily and keep up to do things. You mentioned several number of things in the downtown area you're trying to do. You know, a lot of people come with their ideas and their projects and stuff. Is it hard to you know, sit down and say, yes, we want to do this, no, we want to do that, like to discern from it? Because I bet there's a lot of things that people want to see happening, and it's just a matter of time, money, and energy, and all other stuff.
Well, my approach always has been, as far as government, you know, government comes from the people, and, you know, I haven't lost track of that, hopefully never will. So what we try to do is we try to listen to what people want and the kind of things that they need and the input, and sometimes it's something very small. Maybe they're having a problem with their trash service or their water service, and that usually can be taken care of fairly quickly. Or maybe they have a bigger idea, and so you try to look at that, see how much interest there is, how much money's available, because that's always a constraint, and also see how it would fit into an overall plan of improving the city so that we're looking forward. And so usually these ideas come from the public. It's not just, you know, okay, and I have my ideas, so we're all going to follow me. Well, we listen to them. And what I've tried to do is hold little town hall meetings, and we're going to try to hold another one in October. I think we're going to try to do it on Thursday, October 5th, at behind the gas station there, or not the gas station, sorry, the fire station there at Hensley in Virginia, and invite everybody to come out and ask me questions, put me on the spot if they want, or just hang out and eat a hot dog and relax and maybe look at the fire station if they want, and try to make sure that they know that we're accessible. And we've been to meetings at Oak Park. We've been had meetings downtown. We'll have some more meetings in other parts of the ward. Also, if other areas of town want me to come and talk with them or answer questions, we'd be glad to do that.
Sure, and I think that's important that you're having these town hall meetings. You're going out to the public and saying, you know, questions, comments, concern, talk to me. Not necessarily that we can get it done, but at least we can understand it. And I think that a lot of people, and again, back to my generation of people, you have your public comment meeting portion of the meetings and stuff, but something about just standing up there in front of a podium, in front of several people behind these, you know, these desks is a little intimidating. Something about it's just like, yeah, I'm gonna speak, but it's gonna go on deaf ears. I'm talking to this council of people who are much more important than I am. So I think it's cool that you get out to the community and you're able to one-on-one, or, you know, it's kind of a group, but one-on-one talk to people and say, like, here's my ideas, here's what I want to know, and we're able to address those. It really is good to be for the people.
Right. And, you know, we want everyone to know that, you know, sometimes they do feel like, well, it's City Hall and us, but we're all part of it. And so if they ever have a problem, they can always call me. I've given them my personal cell number. And in fact, one of the things we do at these meetings, I say, okay, this is my personal cell number. And every once in a while, somebody will kind of roll their eyes and I'll say, call it. And they'll call it and ring them on my phone. So, you know, we're all in the same community. That's one of the real pleasant things you get to do when you're in city government. is that there's not such a separation like there is in state and on the federal level. You know, there's extreme separation between people and people who are in the government. But on the city level, I mean, we all know each other, we're neighbors. The other thing I'm excited about in Bartlesville is that we have kind of a unique opportunity when it comes to the arts, whether it be in music or drama, different kinds of entertainment opportunities. I don't think there's any place in Oklahoma, maybe in the United States, that has more local talent and people willing to be involved in those kind of things. You know, we have two theaters here, plus we have the community center where there are all kinds of entertainment opportunities, and it's, I think those kind of things make people think this would be a good place to live. And then of course we have to have good housing, which is something that we're working toward, which not only would appeal to the younger generation, but also to folks who are more mature, and then folks who are closer to the end of life where they need certain kinds of care, and we're trying to work for that too. So more of a broad range, not just focus on one area, but so that we're meeting the needs of all the community.
Well, you mentioned housing. A lot of places have been here for quite some time, houses and structures. Is it an ongoing battle? Is it a struggle trying to get these, not necessarily up to code, but saying, okay, we need a little help, we're trying to work with that, and it seems that, you know, and I've been to a couple of meetings and here and there, and it seems like, okay, this has been, we're trying to work with you, we're trying to get this thing built up, we're trying to get it back to looking decent and being livable in there. Is that a struggle that we're kind of going through right now?
Well, it always is. Sometimes landowners have a problem keeping the property up. And at least one of the other councilmen and myself, you know, we're trying to look at what is a good solution for those kind of problems. And, you know, we do have neighborhood services who try to help folks get their properties back to where they need to be. But maybe we can do more in that area. It benefits the city. It also maintains kind of the historic nature of certain parts of town. We do have a TIF district in what they call the Capitol Hill area that provides can provide certain kinds of assistance. We may want to look at what we could do with revamping that a little bit. But my feeling is that really more of a hand up is better than some sort of punitive aspect. Sometimes you have to tear somebody's property down if it's a hazard or if it's a danger to the neighborhood. But if we can find a way to help that and not allow it to get to that point, then I think that's a better approach.
And I think it goes back to just being somebody who is kind of the people, and somebody who's able to talk and speak with people and kind of try to figure out and work with the best situation. You mentioned there's, you know, this kind of disconnect between citizens and state government, but here it's kind of a unique opportunity where there's, you know, you're the neighbors, you're talking with the neighbors, and at the same point in time, you're able to see large scale things and businesses as well, and see what's best for the city as a whole. But at the go back down to the level of the citizen and speak with them.
That's right. And as I said, we're completely accessible to folks. They want to call me, they can always call me. And they do. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, in what you were talking about earlier about us having kind of a unique situation, we also have a unique situation that we have large companies that have a strong presence here, mm-hmm. Gives a good, strong economic base, gives an opportunity to have interaction with folks from all over the world, and we have a diverse population, which I think is a positive thing. And that kind of economic base also adds so that we can, as you say, do some big things there. Mm-hmm. And the city, I think, has done good. I have to commend the staff. The staff is very professional, hardworking. You know, if I call them, very responsive. So if somebody has a problem, we try to find a way to fix it, and they tend to want to always help. So I know sometimes it seems the other way, but we want to make sure that people feel comfortable with their city government and they're having what they want. My feeling has always been that since government in the United States is of the people, we can have the government we want.
Sure. Well, Alan Gentius, Ward 4, Mr. Gentius, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap things up here for Community Connection.
Thank you, Darren.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
All right. Community Connection, Alan Genges, Ward 4. You mentioned a little bit earlier, before we took the break, Mr. Genges, about the arts and drama and things. And that's kind of a reflection on the city of Bartlesville as a high-class city and a high-class society. And I think a lot of times when you think about cities that are high-class, there's the arts and there's things like that that people are able to do. But at the same point in time, it's kind of an every man and woman city at the same point in time. It's not just like, oh, we're this furbrow city with, you know, you have to be extravagant and exquisite all the time. It's something for everybody all the way across.
Well, there seems to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's the kind of city that we want to be. You know, we want to have everything from the ballet to my friend and I who play bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have rodeo. We have some of that sometimes. We want to have baseball. We have that. We have soccer. We even have a group of guys who want to put in a cricket team. And you'd think, well, now cricket, that's a little different. But, that's their cultural heritage. And I've never seen a cricket game, but I'm going to go and see what that's about. And so, there's a real diversity within the city, and these kind of entertainment opportunities, they're all very accessible. You know, it's not real expensive. It's not like going to New York and you're paying hundreds of dollars to go to Theater Bartlesville. It's $15, you mm-hmm. know, so that's, most folks can afford that.
I will say there's a lot of opportunities ranging from the orchestra to the theater that, like you said, like there would be, you know, money shelling out anywhere else, but here you get the same high class and quality of performance at, you know, a small town price, and it's fantastic. And you mentioned a moment ago as well, we have some businesses like Phillips 66 who bring in people from all over, and it's cool to see a city that's call a spade, it's small town Oklahoma, it's the relative middle of America. And we're bringing in people from all over, from all different cultures and stuff, whether it's from Phillips 66 or Jane Phillips Medical Center, people everywhere are coming in. How do you keep up, I guess, with keeping, not necessarily keeping things to do, but maintaining a city where there is things and there's opportunities for everybody, culture-wise, coming in?
Well, again, many times it's not, you know, top-down. Mm-hmm. It's folks deciding, okay, there's a need here, or this is something we want to try, and then they put it together. Many of these organizations are private organizations that have been around for a long time, and as usually is the case, we kind of stand on the shoulders of giants, people in the past who've put these organizations together, and then folks like me come along, and we could be involved in it, either from a governmental standpoint or I'm on different boards and get to be a part of that. You know, community involvement and volunteerism is still probably at a much higher level here than it is in other places. And so most of this bubbles up from the bottom. It's not necessarily the city coming in or government coming in and saying, okay, now we're going to do this or we're going to do that. We do support things, the community mm-hmm. center, and in how many places in the country have Price Tower and the community center, Taliesin Design Community Center across the street. That's pretty amazing, and the city's been supportive of that.
As we're wrapping up our time here on Community Connection, we mentioned the beginning, top of this program, you get a list of things, you've completed some things, I got more things to do. What's next on your checklist? What are you working on right now?
Well, with the idea of an upcoming bond, there's several things we'd like to see in that. Of course, there's the street and sewer aspects of it, but Tower Green is something that's very important to me. Something that's a smaller project, but I think is very important, is to have a type of public transit that is accessible to folks who are at the lower income level. We've had that, but we need to make sure it continues, and I'm going to be pushing for that. The interesting thing about public transportation, though, is not that it helps folks who may not have a car or be able to afford a cab on a repeated basis. But also the young people who are coming to town, folks who are from other cultures, they want public transportation. So people who work for Phillips or who work in companies that are connected to Phillips, they would like to see that to happen. When I was 16, I had me a car, but kids nowadays are, I guess they're not kids, but young people may not be into that. They think it's an expense that they may not need, or if they can ride transportation. So I'd like to see, we'd like to push on that. There's some things in Oak Park we'd like to see to help out, to continue to improve Eddie Mason Park. And there's some other projects that may be occurring up there that we'd be able to be involved in. Like we said, the lighting downtown, I'm glad to see that happen in the continuation of improving the park system. In fact, we had a presentation last night about adding new trees, making inventory of the trees in the park system, also adding some irrigation, those kind of things to keep our parks looking good.
You mentioned you're very accessible. People want to have any questions, they want to contact you. How can they do that?
They can call my cell number, 918-704-2246. Or they can come by my office. We're right down the street on Comanche.
All right. And again, appreciate you coming in this morning. Alan Jensch is Ward 4. Mr. Jensch, we appreciate you coming in. We appreciate all the work that you do for our city.
Thank you, Ben.
This is Sherman Jaquess, the pastor at Matoka Baptist Church.